Good morning and welcome to Center of Light's Morning Miracle Meditation. This is a weekly meditation, and I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes during this meditation process. I just want to let you know up front that if you would like a copy of today's meditation in order to use it as a guide for the rest of the week, please email me at centeroflightmiracles@gmail.com. That's centeroflightmiracles@gmail.com. I will add you to the list and will send you the recording of the current week's meditation. All right, so as you know, the meditation is a great way to start your week and to definitely start your day. And each week we have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then it gives you an opportunity to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, the focus for this week is gaining clarity. And it's exactly what it says. Last week, I focused on intention. And the intention is actually how you intend or what you intend for yourself in your life, not only for that week or that day, but for the year. And in this case, we're working in 9-year cycles. So for the next 9 years, what is your intention? What types of goals do you want to accomplish? And they can be tangible or intangible. It can be, I want more peace. I want better health. I want to experience love. I want to experience more joy in my life. Whatever it is, that's fine. But it can also be, I want a $1 million business within 9 years. I want to meet my soulmate this year. So it doesn't matter what it is. It's just that you have the right intention. So now, this week, we're going to really delve into gaining clarity. And gaining clarity simply means to become as clear as you possibly can on how you will go about accomplishing that intention. Okay? And so whatever your intention is, how do you get there? How do you gain absolute clarity? It's wonderful to say, my intention is to have a business started by the end of this year. But what type of business? What industry is it in? What are you specifically doing as a way to start this business? How does it serve people? What product is it? What service is it? All of these are questions that must be answered as a way for you to be able to really accomplish your intention. So gaining clarity is about pinpointing and becoming more specific in terms of how your intentions will be met. Okay? So we're going to start with the meditation now. And the meditation itself, there is a base, if you will, to the meditation, which I take you through every week. And then after that, the exercise, the meditation exercise that we do at the end is for specific purposes of focusing on what that week's topic is. All right? So we'll get started now. And what I'd like you to do is to assume the meditation position. That means to have your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. Make sure that you're comfortable. If you are more comfortable sitting on the floor, you may sit on the floor, but have your legs stretched out in front of you. I'm asking that you do not cross your legs at this time. Do not cross your arms. You want to keep yourself open to clear energy, and also to receive energy from the divine. And take a nice few deep breaths, beginning from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily, very slowly. And inhale again, drawing the breath all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And one more time, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Inhale and exhale. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk, and that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way down into the center of the earth, where the roots of this tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. Very strong, very powerful. And you are one with this tree trunk. As it is immovable, you are also immovable as you sit upon the top of the tree trunk. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is about 18 inches all the way around you, over your head, under your feet, to the right, to the left, all around you. And this bubble has a little bit of a stiff edge to it, kind of like an eggshell consistency edge. Just enough to help you feel safe and secure, to allow you to be in your own type of easy cocoon, keeping you in this space right here, right now. And imagine that the edge of the bubble is a beautiful, bright, golden vibration color. A bright, beautiful, golden vibration color. And I want you to now imagine outside of that bubble in front of you, at least 3 feet in front of you, a violet flaming wall is burning from the ground up. A violet flaming wall is burning from the ground up. And just continue to breathe nice, deep, an easy breath, nice and easy breath. And as you are breathing deeply and easily, allow yourself to relax. Now, these breaths are connected breaths. And as you breathe easily and deeply, I want you to focus on each chakra, starting with the first chakra. That's located at the base of the spine or at your tailbone. And as you breathe through that area, I want you to simply inhale and then exhale right through that chakra, knowing that whatever energy lies in that chakra, you are clearing into the violet flame. Now, what that means is that the first chakra deals with how you take care of yourself and survival energy. And how you feed yourself, how you clothe yourself, your job, your health, all of these things are governed by the first chakra. And if you are in fear of not having enough financially, if you are looking for a job, if your health is not as good as you'd like, as you breathe through this first chakra at the tailbone, just naturally, without forcing, without pushing, just breathe through that area, and whatever you are ready to let go of, the concern around finances, information that doesn't serve you anymore. Maybe your mom told you to drink milk when you were growing up, but now milk causes you intestinal and abdominal distress. So you can just let go of the belief systems, let go of the fear and the worry. Let go of whatever might be there that is not serving you at this time. As you exhale through the first chakra at the tailbone. And now put your focus on the second chakra, which is located a couple of inches below the belly button. And be aware that every chakra is located on the spine. And so as you breathe through that area of focus, that chakra, it deals with your emotions and sexuality. So again, as you exhale through that chakra, just simply let go of any sexual energy that may have gotten into your space, whether it's from your significant other or not. Let go of any fear. Let go of any depression, guilt, blame, shame, any other feelings that you have, any jealousy. Just let it all go. You don't have to force it. As you take these nice, easy breaths and exhale through this chakra, know that you, as a divine spiritual being, are letting go of what's in that chakra. You know what it is time now to say goodbye to. And the violet flame is a powerful energy. So as you let go, it will automatically just receive, and if you will, like a vacuum, it will continue to suck that energy into itself where that energy is purified. And continuing to breathe as you put your focus on your third chakra. And your third chakra is located behind your stomach. It's known as the solar plexus chakra. And that chakra is your power center. This is your true and real power. The dynamic power of who you are as a spiritual being. Not the forced, aggressive power that the ego wants you to believe is power. And as you breathe through this third chakra located behind your stomach, let go of any addictions that you may have. Let go of the need to be in control of everything or anyone. Let go of feeling as if you're being controlled and you're not able to just be the essence of your true self in your power, to stand in your own integrity, in your own conviction. So whatever that might be, whatever belief systems you have about yourself, feelings that you have about what someone else is doing in the way of controlling you, the feeling of not having a choice, let all of that go. Very good. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is located behind your heart. That chakra deals with loving yourself and others. It is the chakra of absolute, divine, unconditional love. And as you breathe through this area and exhale, let go of any energy that would keep you from fully loving yourself. Let go of any energy where you may feel unworthy in any way. Let go of any energy where you may feel not as confident. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Any hatred that you may have for others, whatever it is, just let go of this energy. Allow yourself to be in a place of unconditional love. Very good. All right, and as you continue to breathe, breathe and exhale through your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. And this chakra deals with expressing yourself as a spiritual being. It is also about creativity and communication. And so if you feel as if your communication is being stifled, or maybe if you think you say too much, whatever those beliefs are, whatever energy you may have around that, let it go. Let go of any belief you have in the inability to communicate, period, in any way. Release any energy that may keep you from being in your full creative power and energy. Just let that go. Knowing that any images that you have, any thoughts that come through your mind, any sensations that run through your body, no matter what they all are, let them go. The violet flame will take them as you breathe easily and effortlessly through your fifth chakra. And now put your attention on your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head. This chakra is also known as your third eye. And this chakra governs seeing energy clearly. So any judgment you may have, let it go. any energy that would keep you from seeing it as perfect the way it is, let that go. For divine source, for God, sees all forms of energy, whether we judge them good, bad, right or wrong, as perfect in the way that it is. For all energy forms have some specific purpose. It doesn't mean you need to like it, love it, be around it, or want to experience it. It is simply a matter of allowing it to be what it is as you move in the direction you choose to move in. So let go of any of that judgment. Let go of not being able to discern the real essence and truth of something versus the illusion of it. Breathing easily and deeply as you exhale through the sixth chakra. Very good. And now put your focus on your seventh chakra, which is above your head, or at the top of your head, rather. It's the crown chakra. And as you breathe through the seventh chakra, allow yourself to let go of any energy that will have you confused, uncertain, doubtful, for this is the chakra that governs knowing. You know what you know, what you know. You know when you sit down in that chair, it will hold you up. And just continue to exhale through the seventh chakra at the top of your head, letting go of anything that would block your ability to be certain, to be sure, to know what you know. Very good. Nice and easy breaths, exhaling through that seventh chakra. And now I would like for you to take some just normal breaths. And as you do, any type of images, sounds, sensations, feelings, thoughts, whatever they are, just let them go into the violet flame, clearing any energy in your bubble. Know that everything is energy. Everything I've mentioned, everything I've been speaking about, everything you experience on a physical level and beyond, it's all forms of energy. So whatever you may be experiencing, whatever's coming up, let it go. Breathing nice and easily. And now we're going to focus on gaining clarity. And what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to imagine one goal, one specific goal, something that you would like to accomplish this week, maybe even today. And see that goal at its conclusion. See the goal at its conclusion. See it already having been accomplished. Very good. And as you see it already having been accomplished, I want you now to actually go backwards from that accomplished goal as you open your mind and your heart Just envision your mind and your heart are opening and expanding. And I want you to see exactly what you did step by step to accomplish your goal. What did you do step by step? Did you do energy work such as meditation? Maybe you did affirmations. You wrote in your journal. You wrote out your intention, whatever it is. And what did you do on a practical, physical level? Did you make the calls you needed to the right people? Did you attend meetings? Did you speak? Did you send emails? Did you arrive at certain locations and begin handling things in a specific way? Just simply go backwards and notice, see what you were doing to move into better clarity and what it took to accomplish your goal. If you don't know, if you're not able to see or envision what those things were, do not fret. Just intend, truly intend, that what you did to accomplish your end goal will be revealed to you. Some things you may know already. Some things you may not, but as you do one task or one thing, and either energetically or practically, you will be able to automatically know or see or feel what the next step is. So gain clarity on accomplishing your goal. Create the roadmap for getting there. And one way you can do it is to see the goal accomplished and then start going backwards in terms of what you did to get there. Or you may simply, in this moment, ask of your higher self and divine source as well, what is the first step toward accomplishing my goal? And allowing the information and however it comes to you to be present to accomplish your goal, to meet your intention. All right, and I want you to see a nice, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge golden sun surrounding you, bright as it can possibly be. It's a pearlescent gold sun. And absorb as much of this golden sun as you possibly can, soaking it up completely and thoroughly, completely, just loving it. And then see a second golden sun as bright as you possibly can and absorb as much of this as you can even imagine until you yourself are aglow with this beautiful pearlescent golden light. And herein ends our meditation for this week and for this morning. Again, you may email me at centeroflightmiracles@gmail.com if you would like a copy of this week's meditation. And also go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Please go to the live events tab at the top and to the current events for some of the other wonderful opportunities that are offered through Center of Light Miracles, including an energy healing clinic that begins tomorrow, Tuesday evening, and other events that are coming your way. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.